Morning, everybody. This week we went up to the funeral, and I just started thinking a lot about the seriousness of life and what our purpose really is. And I know how we've all heard about how life is like an hourglass. Every day a little more trickles through, and you'll never get that sand back. And God gave us all our own hourglass filled with, at different levels, and none of us know at what point ours runs out. We all need to live each day as though it was our last. I think being in a church makes it easy to just blindly follow instead of understanding what is right ourselves. And I got a verse here in Philippians 2, verse 12. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my absence only, but now much more in my... Not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The truth becomes a religion if we just blindly follow. My point is, let's live every day for the Lord, because each day He gives us as a gift. There's a hymn that I guess kind of goes along with this. Number 725. I'll just read that real quick. Almighty Maker of my frame, teach me the measure of my days. Teach me to know how frail I am, and spend the remnant to my praise, thy praise. My days are shorter than a span, a little point my life appears. How frail at best is dying man, how vain are all his hopes and fears. Vain is ambition, noise, and show, vain are the cares which rack his mind. He heaps up treasures mixed with woe, and dies and leaves them all behind. O, be a noble portion mine, my God, I bow before thy throne. Earth's bleeding treasure I resign, and fix my hopes on thee alone. That's all I had. Someone have any prayer requests? Or?
A man named Larry Carpenter passed away yesterday, so pray for the Carpenter family.
Okay.
There was a big hurricane in the Philippines, and Bai City is where Joey is from, and it was underwater and was greatly damaged, and a lot of her close friends had their homes destroyed. I mean, just in mud, it's really bad. If we could please pray for the people in the Philippines.
Okay. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day and the gathering we have here of the saints. Pray for those that are hurting in the Tuol family, and also for people affected with the hurricanes in the Philippines. And pray for David as you give him words to speak. And help us all do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
For next Sunday, you boys, your assignment. In the New Testament, there are quite a few names of believers who are, the names are mentioned there, apart from besides the apostles. I'm thinking of the ones that, besides the apostles, or those who have a book of the Bible named after them. Some of those believers that are mentioned in the New Testament, if you, each of you give us five of those names and tell us where it's found, I'd like you to just look at that a little bit, and you could go a step further and tell us about one of them. Names of the early Christian believers.